Ladies and gentlemen, I cannot believe who's sitting in front of me. Oh, my word. All I can say that Cheryl Ferguson is sitting here, and the only thing I can say to you is, do you realise that Shirley has never got over you, Brian?
She never could get over me when I was there, to be quite honest. No, I know. I can't believe, actually, it's been nearly 4 years that I was bumped on the head by a picture frame.
Ben.
Yeah, by a picture.
But don't forget, a different Ben.
The third Ben.
The third Ben.
Ben the third. Ben the third.
I can't believe I've got Cheryl Ferguson who played Heather Trotter. I love the character, you know.
Oh, she was fun.
I actually, because I'm a fan, it's gone very dark these days at EastEnders, but yeah, I'm a fan. And I thought the relationship you had, because she's a lovely actress.
Linda is brilliant, and I think that it was very cleverly cast with both of us, as in it was one of those duos you would never think really would be friends, but actually we had each other's back. I mean, even now, if I go out with Linda, people will swerve her in the street, but they will come up and give me a cuddle, and that's the effect of those characters. You know, it's amazing. But I had a great time there. It was the best 5 years I've ever
had.
But
it is sad you say that because I am hooked on soaps like that. And I mean, Hilda Ogden, when she left, I mourned.
Hear, to be quite honest.
Yeah, so you see what I mean? So it takes over my life. I am a soap fanatic.
Yes.
Without any shadow of a doubt.
You're very passionate
about
this.
And I love the new cute Ben.
Yeah.
Didn't like the others. I like this one.
He's good. He's a good
nice
guy.
Actor.
Yeah, I think that I think people really believe it. They really believe that. I mean, you know, I used to get posts all the time and it just had Heather Trott on it. That's what it had. Heather Trott, Wolford. And that it would get to me.
Do you still get it now in the street?
I've had it here today in Liverpool. Yeah. I think what it is it's that kind of character that people could feel for her. They could. There was always something about somebody else in Heather. Do you know what I mean? Heather had that thing where she touched the hearts of a lot of people. Her situation, you know, was like a lot of people. She was a single parent, you know, struggling, unlucky in love. Complete George Michael fanatic, loved her cheese, you know, and loved Shirley. And it was a great, great, great duo.
Do you think Cheryl as Heather, did she ever discover that George was gay or not?
What? Are you telling me George... What? George Michael was gay?
Have you gone into character now?
No, I always said that, and it's a real shame. I mean, I met George after being in EastEnders, but almost every month he would send a present, either sign something or some flowers or something. And one of the stories was that basically... I played Knockdown Ginger on George's Real House, and we went and told the storyline as this, and they put it in, and hence there was a storyline once where we broke into George Michael's house, Heather and Shirley, and that came from.
I remember you trying to through the windows. You see,
I did my own stunts. No. I fell off the wall. I did everything. There was all the cushions. I felt, honestly, I was like Angelina Jolie. It was amazing. I did my own stunts. The only thing my claim to fame was that there was a bit where I couldn't hang on the wall for very long, being a bit of a big girl's blouse, I couldn't hold my strength, hold my, you know, body weight. So they used one of the Stigs was also one of the stuntmen, and it was his leg. So his leg warmer was my leg once in it. Wow. So that's my claim to fame.
I'll tell you what you did do that they've lost on EastEnders, which really annoys me, is you brought out, because it was such great script writing, you brought out a great comedy side to Shirley, which we never see. Shirley's
see
just dark.
Yeah.
But it was funny.
Yes,
you know, it was a really...
But we bounced off each other always.
It was magic. Yeah. And in some of the soaps, even though the writers put it together, even though the casting directors put it, it's still a magic they don't expect.
Yeah. Well, Linda and I mean, Linda, I used to pick Linda up every morning to go to work in the car. We'd have about an hour and 10 minutes drive, and it was fun from the minute we got in the car to the minute I dropped her off, because we had that kind of friendship. You know, we were like, we could get away with anything at that place, really.
Paul O'Grady told me, because I've never met her, that she's a very shy lady and doesn't do interviews,
In fact, Paul got her and me on there because she's a friend of Paul's.
Yeah.
And Paul said, Linda, come on, can you come and do my show? And she said, only if I can bring Cheryl with me. And Paul said, I've been trying to get you on this. Oh, I'm doing a terrible accent now, aren't I? In front of all the people. But he's basically said, I've been trying to get you on the sofa for, you know, 15 years, and, you know,
it hasn't happened. But
so, Wicked Queen is yes. St. Helens, my word.
Wicked Witch of the West.
Have you been to St. Helens before?
I've just come today. I went into the theatre. As soon as I went in there, I just thought, I'm at home. It's a really strange thing. I felt like... I went in there and I thought, I met some of the cast and they kept saying, oh, we've been here before, we've done things here. And I thought, this can't be a bad place if they keep coming back. There must be something about here. And I had a really good vibe. And then I met Chantel, who, you know, is sort of produces it and helps and does everything. And I was like, this is amazing. And then I didn't realise, and I met Jane, it literally is a family sort of run thing.
Oh, yes,
and I didn't realise that, but I felt it the minute I went in. I felt at home. I thought, I mean, I love Liverpool. I can't explain. I've done a few interviews today, and I absolutely can't tell you. This is my hope. This is my. I can't believe I'm up here at the top of Radio City. Yeah. I can't believe it, because for years I've been down there, and suddenly I can come up to this place that I've been seeing for years.
Well, you were at the Playhouse, weren't you?
At the Playhouse, yeah. And I lived in Lark Lane and Sefton Parkway, and I was up by the Mecca Bingo at Toxteth up there. I lived up there, and I just every time I come here, it is like coming home.
So you're going to be there from the 22nd of October to the 30th of October. So is this a pre Christmas panto?
Yes, it's a pre. I think I'm so looking forward to playing the Wicked Witch of the West, because normally, obviously, Heather Trott was a nice person.
Yeah.
So to play baddie is quite good. I'm quite looking forward to making a few young people cry. Yeah. That'll be quite nice.
You like that, do you?
I feel like my I feel like my job will be done. Ka-ching, done. It's important, basically, that you get everybody who, you know, is people. It's a lot of money to go places these days. People don't have the money. Mm. So you know what? Getting people to get out of their houses and come to the theatre to support live theatre is, to me, the most important thing. And also to get young people involved in theatre as soon as you can, because they're our future audiences. So
tell everybody the story, if they don't know the story that you're in.
Wizard of Oz. Mm. Well, it's a moral story about whether things in life, directions you go in and things that you do, take chances, do things, if you do something bad, you will get your comeuppance.
Simple as that.
I would say it's as simple as that. Go down the right path.
Nothing about a friend of Dorothy.
I would go say, choose your path carefully, meet your mates along the way, disregard the ones who are not so good, and don't do anything bad or get yourself into trouble, because a house will fall on your head.
Precisely. And if you don't do all that, you will finish up as a friend of Dorothy.
I think that might be the case, though. You might be a friend of Dorothy in a pair of ruby slippers. You might be a friend of Dorothy.
Running down the yellow brick road.
Exactly. Or either that or a bit of a Liza Minnelli fan.
Have you played this part before?
I've played a witch in panto, but I haven't played the Wicked Witch of the West, no. I'm looking forward to melting.
Really?
Well, I don't know. I'll probably be melting because I'm going through the menopause at the minute, so I will be hot. Right. I'll probably need a handheld fan or something. I don't know.
Indeed. So you're getting involved with the Joseph family, who, Jane has directed me for 100 years.
See, you just informed me. The Joseph family, I was going, is that like the Partridge family?
No, it's them. It's her next to you.
Is that the surname?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realise.
Yeah, yes. Crown Productions, they've had a few names.
Oh, is that what it is?
Names she gets called, but that's another story. Me and her have done nearly 30 pantomimes together.
Really?
30, yes. I was a child. She was in nappies, and she's great. It's a great family to work for, because they've got, Chantel's got the most amazing work ethic. And that theatre is so warm with the audience.
I felt it. I went in there and I thought, this feels like home. It's really walking past all the building, going through the square from the car park, walking up to it. And I thought, it feels just like I'm supposed to be here. And I was actually really excited when I got asked to do this. And I was in between deciding between two jobs.
Yeah.
And my heart was in this, but I didn't want to disappoint somebody else. And I was like a bit of scales. I was going like this. And my agent said, Cheryl, what do you want to do? And I went, I want to do The Wizard of Oz, but I don't want to let the other person. And he said, you must go where your heart is. And I go, I've been following that for years. So you know what?
Yeah.
Take me back to the pool.
Area. So 22nd of October to the 30th of October, yes, at the Theatre Royal in St Helens.
Be there, which is be there, great. Everybody.
It's going to be amazing. Yes. And it's a nice little present for to take children just before Christmas.
I think so, yeah.
Because these shows are so important, because what they do is, these are our next audiences. These kids, these children that go to Panto and go to shows like this are our next audience.
Absolutely.
That will stay in theatre forever.
Absolutely.
If you do it right. If they don't, they'll never go back.
Well, that's exactly it.
So be careful, Cheryl.
No. It's my thing. The production has to be amazing and the cast have to work their backsides off. And if you're doing it right, they will come back again. And, you know, that's all that I can strive for. Because, like I said before, it's people's hard-earned money, so as well.
Cheryl, I ask every single professional person I work with over this, because it's really important. Mm-hmm. We've got a huge listenership, and a lot of young people will aspire to being an actor or an actress. What advice do you give them?
I would say, don't let anybody tell you you cannot do anything. Go with your gut feeling with everything. Get out of your bedrooms, off your computers, start to smell, feel, touch and hear the world. And that's not being a hippie in me, that's actually saying it. Take baby steps, take advice from the people that you trust and go for it. And if you fall down, you'll get picked up one way or the other. If you don't try, you're never going to know. Simple.
How did you feel when they killed you off in EastEnders, or was it planned before you got there?
I was told 6 months before they actually did it, which gave me a nice bit of time. But it wasn't a shock. It was a shock at first, but it was also for me, I was very grateful because I was supposed to be there for 3 episodes and I was there 5 years later. So to me, every day was a bonus. I cannot bear actors that moan about going to work. I cannot bear, if I hear it, when they go, oh, we're not being paid enough, or oh, we don't like the drive-in, or oh, long hours, don't see the family. Do you know what? They are so lucky to be doing a job that they love and that gets recognition. And yes, there are some not so great things about it sometimes, you know, sometimes your privacy gets invaded and all those things, but you know what, you don't have to go out your front door on that day. If you don't feel like it, don't go outside your front door unless you're going to work. But you know, other than that, embrace it, just go for it, and just smile and be nice to people. Don't, you know, there's no point in being horrible about people or nasty. Just keep your thoughts to yourself. It doesn't get you anywhere in life. It doesn't, really doesn't. Just be nice.
Do you sing?
I do.
Oh.
I like to have a sing.
You said about being a musician. What do
yes,
you play?
I play quite a few instruments. I don't read any music. I play everything by ear. So I've got 10 guitars at home. I have a drum kit. I got that in a midlife crisis when I was 40. I'm now 50, so I kind of give it up about 5 years ago. But I do have the drum kit there and like to sort of have a bang on it occasionally. A saxophone, play saxophone. I got keyboards. Everything. I try to pick it up and play.
Here's an interesting question. I've never asked anybody in the world, which I've wanted to, and just Labby Siffre just jumped into my mind.
Okay.
Because he had 13 guitars on stage.
Yes.
Why do you need 10?
Because they are various types, and you do get various types, i.e. you get steel string, you get nylon strings, you get acoustics, you get electrics, you get semi-acoustics, you get bass guitars, you get 12 strings. It's a little bit like when you go in for a coffee somewhere and you go, can I have a mocha shocker locka docker or whatever they're called, and you just want a normal coffee sometimes, which is just a normal guitar or a banjo or whatever. But basically, sometimes you might have a coffee with an extra bit of shot of something, and that's what my guitars are all about, really.
What a great answer.
But do you know, such a great interviewer. Honestly, I'm having a way, and you're brilliant. But I know that because I know all about you. You've been on doing it for yonkers, donkeys.
I've got a story to tell you about George Michael, but I'll tell you off air.
All right. Tell me that. I'm so excited. Tell me. Oh, it's just been brilliant.
Cheryl Ferguson, I'm so glad you came in.
Bless you.
I did love Heather.
Bless
and
you.
I did love the magic. And you can listen, I promise you, as somebody who watched the soaps, you and her, the two of you, had something special, and certain soaps have something special, and that was magic, and it's a piece of soap history that you both made.
Oh, bless you. That's really important, though. Absolutely lovely. Thank you.
22nd of October to the 30th of October, the St. Helens Theatre Royal, The Wizard of Oz, and you are Judy Garland. Come on, be honest.
I wouldn't fit into that dress, to be quite honest with you, that Dorothy's got. and my hair's not long enough to plait. But other than that...
So that's why you're not taking the part?
Yeah.
So you're going to be the...
Yeah, and also villain. those little shoes certainly wouldn't fit on my size nine boat.
All right.
Feet.
All right, then. So you're playing the wicked one?
Yeah.
The wicked witch.
Yeah.
St. Helens, are you ready for this? Thank you very much, Cheryl.